Hey, everybody, and thanks for listening to our show tonight, those who will listen live or those who can download it later. I'm super excited. We have a great guest on tonight. She is one of my favorite people. She's young, and the best part about this show is that she is young, but she is an athlete, and she has an opportunity to go to the Nationals and maybe the Olympics in the next 4 years as a gymnast, or go to the Nationals as a competitive dancer. And how cool is that? I know she's a strong athlete, and most of us are saying, wow, I would just like to have the opportunity to do one of those. And she has the opportunity to choose and pick one to be really successful. She's got an amazing attitude about her sports or her ability. She also is, she has ups and downs, right? And I was like, well, what can be her up and what can be her down? And she is just wonderful. So we're going to bring her on in a few minutes. But before I get started with her, I'm just going to make a couple announcements. Di's not here tonight, but she will be on with us the week after next, and because we're on every 2 weeks. And I love Di. She is a great co-host with me. But you guys know she's had some things with her family. And hopefully they'll reconcile and she can be with us again the next time we're on the air. And anyway, a couple other things. I made a list of meditations for everybody, whatever they, it's got something on there for everybody. How cool is that, right? We've got something for creating a love life, right? Creating great opportunity, job opportunity, creating a boyfriend or girlfriend, which I just said, prosperity in every area of your life. And also how to be more intuitive, how to develop your psychic ability. And if you go to Tree Abbott, Angel at Angel Coach, let's see, what is my Facebook? Facebook.com, of course, Tree Abbott Angel Coach. Or you can go to angelcoaches.org or Facebook Angel Coaches. So we've got meditations there for everyone, for every kind of walk of life that you got going on and whatever challenge that you have, right? They're never problems, they're just challenges. And so that's exciting too as well. But does meditation help? You bet it does. I started a 90-day meditation series, and I'll have to share with you. It has been and I'm creating it now to give to other people too as well. But this 90-day meditation has really opened me up to have prosperity in every area. And that sounds easy, doesn't it, to have prosperity in every area? But what we don't take into account or realize is that some of the things that block us are not really anybody but ourselves. And isn't that true, right? I was telling my daughter today, she said, you know, nothing ever seems hard for you. I go, it's so hard for me, certain things, right, because we're our own worst critic. And I said, Heather, you just got to meditate. And she goes, well, I have a problem. Just meditate. And you know what? When you meditate, it raises your awareness and you move through things quickly. Anyway, so on that note, as I said, I'm doing this 90-day challenge, meditation series challenge, and then I'm going to put it together for other people so that they can do the same thing. But out of that, I've met a guy, and then I got rid of him, right? I didn't get rid of him, but it just wasn't right. I met a couple of opportunities in my business that have been wonderful. I don't think I would have been ready for them if I hadn't been meditating. And I've made some really incredible contacts with a situation that I've been working on for about a year. So keeping my fingers crossed, it didn't happen since I started doing this. So I go, well, there's got to be something with that. I also developed my abilities a little bit more, so, you know, I'm able to see more clearly and see things for myself, which is cool, and also some of my family members, which is good, too. So meditation is key to get through anything, and I'm able to start writing again. So I don't know if anybody's ever had writer's block. I have had writer's block on and off for quite some time, and so now I've been able to really move through that, which I'm grateful for. And so I wanted to share that with you. And then on Facebook, like us, Tree Abbott, Angel Coach, or Facebook.com, Angel Coaches. angelfriendship.org, and we're revamping the website. If you go there and it's not quite ready yet, don't worry. It will be up in the next couple of days. If you've got an idea or a book that you want to talk about or promote, I know BBS has, will submit your book or your idea or being a guest on a talk show, or you can call us directly too as well if you'd like to be on our show at Cherie Abbott Angel Coach. That's on Facebook, or just hit me up with a message. Anyway, so those are a couple of things that's going on. What's been the most challenging thing for most people this past couple of weeks? Well, I think a lot of people are really struggling with decisions, right? How hard is that to make a decision sometimes, or life choices? And I have a little girl, as I said tonight, she is a national hopeful, or she can go to the nationals with her gymnastic ability, or she can also go to the nationals in her dancing ability. What does that translate? She has a great athleticism about her. And I think we all can be athletic, right? But some are born with more aptitude than others. And she's one of those two I've not ever seen before in my, in my young years. I'm not really that young, but in my, since I've been doing spirituality and coaching. She's got a great gift. And so we're going to learn about that tonight, what choices, as I said, decisions, because decisions are tough. They can hold us back, or they can propel us forward. And so that's what she's going to share with us tonight. She's got a huge decision to make. And what is she going to do? And so I'm excited to hear about her. I'm excited to hear about what that looks like. And, so you guys will be able to do that and as well with her tonight. One of the things that I admire about her, okay, or anyone like her, because I know there's a lot of people out there that are athletic, but I don't think few have this kind of aptitude. And she was born with it, right? And but she has a tremendous discipline to get what she's got, athleticism or talent is great. But unless what is more important, discipline and consistency about being disciplined. And she'll talk about that a little bit tonight, too, as well. And and how her folks have really supported her, things that she's had to give up, too, as well. She's 13, but what's her life look like from now? I mean, she's lived at the gym. She's, and she's questioning now, is that the right decision for her? So I know that we'll be with her, get to hear from her in just a few minutes. And you guys can listen into her story and see what you would do. But as I said, how many of us have had to make tough decisions? And she's got one of the toughest ones ahead of her. Does she become a dancer and dance at the nationals, or does she stay a gymnast and dance at the nationals and maybe be an Olympic hopeful? Right. So she has that kind of ability. Anyway, so I know that Don's going to bring on just a few minutes. And visit us on Instagram. Make sure you hit us up on Instagram, Angel Coaches, on Instagram. And I think we are Angel Coaches on LinkedIn, and angelcoaches.org is our website. And we've got a new book coming out too as well, so I'm super excited about that. As I said, I've been able to start writing. And I know Di's writing it too as well, so can't wait to have her back. And she's went through some stuff herself, but she's always had her angels there. She goes, I've been praying to the angels, and they really helped. She says, how cool is that? So anyway, I'll share this story with you while he's getting Tylee to come on. I have a client, and have you ever dissected something in a relationship, and you're like, is this real? Does he really mean this? Does she really mean this? Well, she said, I started working with Archangel Shamuel, which is the soulmate angel that works with soulmates and strengthens them. And she said, I was praying to Shamuel the other day, and I said, Shamuel, please let this person call. And she named his name, and then she goes, literally 5 seconds later, he texted and said he was on his way over, and it was up in the air whether he's going to be able to come or not. And they've had a set of circumstances that have prohibited him from getting there. It's kind of nice to see when you least expect it, miracles happen. She goes, isn't that, she told me in the text, she goes, isn't that the strangest thing? And I told her, I said, that's called a miracle, right? You know, when you least expect something, you want it to happen, and I'll be darned if it doesn't happen, right? So how cool is that? And then I'll give you another story, too, because I've got some good ones. I have a lady who is, she's married, and she was sleeping and meditating, fell asleep meditating, and the angel, God, a higher part of herself, gave her an idea that will help us all. She's an inventor of sorts, and so she's been getting this and written a business plan, written in detail how to create this, I'm going to call it innovative idea. And so we're getting ready to bring it to people that can help her launch it. And so that's what she did. And she has that brain or that mindset to create, have new things, you know, that comes to her easy, right? She is the gymnast of new things, not the dancer of new things, you know, as Tylee is. So that's kind of cool. And then I'll give you another one too as well, because I can use stories all night, right? So while we're waiting for our guests to come, I have another client, and she is an amazing one too as well. And has anyone ever been negative or think things can't happen? I know I do that too as well. Don't we all, right? It's part of the human experience. Anyway, so what happened was this, Des called me and she goes, Terry, I don't think I got that job. I go, I think you do. So about a week ago, this is a job she had to interview and qualify for about nine interviews. And I said, Des, I think you're going to hear about that job that you got it. Yeah, why, Terry, why? Well, I'll be darned if she didn't call me about 3 days later and said, I got the job. They're making me an offer. Isn't that cool? And I told her, I said, she says, I want to marry. She's seeing someone. She says, I want to marry him. And I go, well, she goes, he doesn't believe in marriage. And I said, I think it boils down, do you love her or him enough to marry her or him? Is loving them and being with them bigger than your fear of committing to a marriage? And so they went house hunting, and he's going to make it work, you know. And I said, she goes, well, what if he's just marrying me because he wants to, he doesn't want to lose me? I said, doesn't matter. What he does realize is that he loves you. However that came about, we're either motivated by inspiration or desperation, right? So anyway, on that note, that's pretty. That I thought that was pretty cool. So that's another story. Let me give you. I've got so many of them, and I know Don's going to get Tylee on the phone with us. So let's talk about what's the next best one that I've got. Okay. I have a client, and she's an interior designer, and about a few years ago, she lost everything, had to go bankrupt, right? And she had put this this project together, and it was a way for her to be able to put her work in big department stores all along the East Coast and the West Coast, too, eventually. Okay, cool. Anyway, we've got our guest, so I'm excited. Tylee, hey, honey, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. Hi.
Good. You have to speak up a little bit because we can't hear you, but are you on speaker? If you can come put your headset on your phone, that would be easy.
Speaker.
Okay, well, put it out your ear because you got a beautiful voice and we don't want to miss you, what you got to share with us. I tell everybody that we all have decisions, and you are an athlete, and you've got a tremendous ability, and you get to make a choice of whether being continuing with gymnastics to go to nationals and maybe an Olympic hopeful, or at least collegiate, where you get a scholarship, or you get the opportunity to be a dancer and go to nationals. And what a choice. What two choices. Most of us are lucky to be talented in one. So tell us, I know you've been a gymnast since you were 2 and you're 13. What is a day in a gymnast like, and why are you deciding to take a look at dancing instead? First of all, tell us what your day is like as a gymnast. Because it sounds tough to me.
So,
I'm sure.
As a gymnast, it's super tough. You have to be really dedicated to the sport.
Okay.
And
right.
There's no backing out just randomly. You have to put your whole spirit, your personality, your everything into gymnastics. It's super hard. The higher level you get, the harder it gets, obviously. And so it's a lot harder, and it gets challenging because college coaches look at you and they want to recruit you. So it's super hard. But whenever I was a little girl, like 2 to 5, it was just I did gymnastics for fun. And now I'm doing it to compete and to actually try and get a scholarship or maybe go to the Olympics or something fun like that. But whenever I was little, I just did it for fun. I loved being upside down and all that kind of fun stuff, just doing that little stuff that made me feel cool, just flipping around. And now I took it serious the past few years and actually tried to do really good in my competitions. And I did super good last year, made it to regionals. It was a blast. It was in Colorado. This year I decided to take a break because of my elbows. I've been off for a while now, but I still competed last year, even though they were still hurting. But this year, I'm just taking a break and letting them heal. But I am not sure if I'm still wanting to do gymnastics because I'm getting burnt out.
Okay. What does burnout look like? What's that mean? When you say you're burnt out, what do you mean? Do you not want to do it anymore? Go ahead.
Since I've been doing it for 11 years, I'm just getting to the point where I think it would be fun to try something new maybe, or just take a break because I've been doing it for a long time and I'm already used to everything. And so I wanted to try dance, and that's been going really good.
I want people to understand what that means to you. Dancing for you, like you've only been dancing a couple of months, correct? I mean, since the beginning of summer. Not even a couple
dancing,
of months.
I think I've done it for like 2 months.
Wow.
I got into gymnastics because of dance. I was like I was 2 years old and I was doing dance and gymnastics, but my dance teacher was the one that was like, okay, she's really good. She needs to do something that, because she's always wanted to flip around and do stuff and handstands on the dance floor. And so she was like, she needs to get into gymnastics. So that's when my parents put me in gymnastics. And ever since that day, I was just, Mom, why can't I go back? I only went once a week. And right. I was throwing fits and crying on the floor because I only got to go once a week for like 30 minutes. And now I go 5 days a week. 6 days a week for 5 hours.
Wow. Okay.
So it changed over that 11 years.
What has? So you're 13 now. Okay. So your dance teacher today told you can go to nationals. And I know that you're very athletic. I know you're very limber. And I know that, you know, you won first place in 2016 at 11 years, I think 11 or 12. You're 13 now. That you won first place, right. Was it a floor routine or a bar routine that you did that you won first place? Because I don't
last
remember your mom.
Last year, I was at Nadia Komenich, her invitational, and I did really good there. I got first on floor and bars. There's a lot of competitions that we've gone to, and I've done really good, but I've had to knock down a level because of my elbows and just for my safety.
Okay, what does that mean with your safety? And then I want to talk about dance, but your safety and your elbows, what does that mean? You told me.
My coach didn't want me to suffer too much in level 9 because of how bad I was hurting and the skills are just more. And in level 9, it's a whole different scoring because you start getting bonuses. And so she just put me in level 8 so that I knew what I was doing. I didn't have to worry about anything different, and I had already competed it, and that way I was just safe at all my meets and didn't have to worry about if my arms are just going to, you know, collapse on me or anything like that.
So this is last year when you're 12. You're worried about your arms collapsing and not being and hurting yourself really, really bad. And you and I talked about that. Okay, so, I mean, your kids your age, I guess 11 to 14 or 11 to, I don't know what the age is, but have you seen teens, you know, almost teenagers get hurt themselves so bad by doing gymnastics that they can't compete anymore? Or have you seen anything like that? Or has that happened?
I have. at my new gym that I just started about, it's not very new, but I've been there for a good year, I think, now. And I've had a few, not all of them were on my team, but there was a few that, you know, either twisted their knee wrong or got surgery, and the surgery didn't work, so they had to go back in, and then their doctor was like, you can't do this anymore, it's just going to damage it. I've had a few people that I've known, I didn't really, really know them, but I, like, knew who they were, but it was pretty sad because they, you know, they say their goodbyes, and they don't ever come back.
That's sad. Okay, so let me ask you a question. These people that you're telling me are not adults, they're teenagers. They're your age, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, somewhere around there?
Correct.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Okay, Kylie, I want to ask you this question. Going back to dance, when I'm talking to you about that, and you are one of my favorite people to talk to, so just let you know. I make fun of her a little bit. We call each other names. I call her DT for Grandma Kylie. She's beautiful. She's got muscles everywhere. I love her. Dance. Okay, let's talk about dancing. Dancing for you. You're doing dance, and they're throwing you in the air. What is that you told me that you just learned how to do that was really fun today? So share us with us about that.
I started doing lifts today.
Lift.
And
wow. Okay.
It was super fun.
Okay. Wow. So lifts are how you're moving fast through dance, right? Your coach talked to you today and said you go to nationals in dance. Is that right? Or
about the next program that I could start on and be able to compete and maybe not compete. Like my first competition, I wouldn't be competing against other girls or men. I would be competing against myself just to see where I'm at and how I'm doing for my first competition.
Okay, so competing and being athletic is a part of who you are. I know that in gymnastics, I'm going to switch a minute, to gymnastics, you went to a school this past year where you did gym. You danced for 4 hours from 7 to 12, and then you did school from 12 to 3. Is that right?
I did school from 12 to 4.
12 to 4. Okay. But you danced before you ever stepped foot in the classroom. Your first classroom was the gym, the floor, or the bar, or whatever, because you guys warmed up, and then you started doing your gymnastics. Is that right?
Correct.
That's hard.
Yeah, we went straight from gym and straight to school.
Wow.
I ended gym at 12 and started gym school at 12.
Wow. Okay. And they're all the kids there are doing the same thing you are. They're doing gymnastics and performing or preparing for a competition, right?
And in the summertime, like now, we don't really work on routines. We do upgrades, and we upgrade our routines, make them better, and we add things in just to see how things go, and we try a lot of different skills. And if this skill doesn't work for you and doesn't just look good on you, then we try another skill that has the same value.
Okay. Wow. All right. So what does that look like? Explain that to me, because you're telling me like a skill, like bar is one skill, right? Floor is another skill.
So,
is that right?
So those are events.
Okay.
A skill is something you do on that event. So like a round off back handspring back tuck on the floor, that's a skill.
Okay.
And so let's say, so you upgrade that over summer and you do round off back handspring full. So you do a full twist in the air and then you land. That's an upgrade. Like my upgrade, one of mine was 1.5 punch front. So you round off back handspring, you twist 1.5, you punch, and then you do a front tuck. And I've upgraded that a million times because it's just really hard. But that's what they mean. So, like, for level 9, you have to have a certain value. Like, you have to have certain skills. Like, you can't do a level 5 skill for a level 9. You have to have certain values or you won't get any score.
Okay. So you have to do things a certain way. I get it. Wow. All right. And you have to add to that skill. You can add to that skill whether it's the floor or the bar, but you have to add to the skill on one of those events, right? Did I get that right?
Yeah, on all of the events.
On all of the events, okay.
Which is beam, vault, floor, and bars.
Okay. And so you've been doing this since you're 2, and you are now 13, and you wanted, you said, okay, you're saying to your mom and your dad, because I know they supported you, I think, right? But your folks are supporting you in this, right?
Or, yes.
Okay, so they're supporting you. And you told them that I need a break. And what made you choose to take a break? I know that your elbows are hurting, but this is the first summer you've had off.
I was excited to just have a summer because I haven't had a summer since I was 2. I mean, we took vacations over summer, but I was limited. It was like if you were gone for more than 5 days, whenever you get back, you're not going to, yeah, your coach is just going to yell at you. So it's like you have a certain amount of time, and this summer I feel like I'm just limited time and just we're taking 2 vacations this summer, which I can't remember doing that in a while. So I'm really excited and just being able to be free this summer, it's been pretty nice.
So you get to enjoy dancing. So that's something that you don't feel pressure. I gather that you feel pressure in gymnastics, right? That you have to be a certain way. Okay. And with dancing, it's fun, it's magical. I'm using that word, I hope it's okay. Fun, magical, and it's easy, right? You're just enjoying yourself.
Compared to gymnastics, it's a lot easier, yes.
Okay. So you have ability, you have talent. We talked about this. Whether you're doing dance or gymnastics, what does that look like with consistency and discipline? I know in gymnastics, how did that work in gymnastics?
Okay. Discipline is your main thing, and I was always much more disciplined than my brother, and, you know, because I was at the gym practically the whole day, so, and you have to be very respectful to your coaches, you have to be able to listen to what they have, they're very critical, you have to be able to take critical comments that they have for you, and you can't, there's no crying, there's no wimping out, it's, you do what they say, and the main thing is if they believe in you, you have to believe in you too. So if they say, you can do this, and you say, no, I can't, and this is no, then they'll get really mad at you because you're not believing in yourself. That's another big thing is you can't not believe in yourself in gymnastics. You always have to have faith. You always have to just go for it and try new things and not be, you can't have any fear because that's one thing that'll just kill you is fear.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a question about that. What does that look like, fear? Okay, it's like in a fear in advance, or you don't do the advance, or you
I have
do
a
the
lot of
skill?
Fear is kind of like you'll just back out on a lot of things, and you just don't, your mind just is like, no, I'm not doing this, no. And that's what, like, I've had a few of my friends quit because they were scared of something, and the coach was like, well, you're not going to compete if you don't have this. And it kind of just really destroys your mind, basically, because it's really hard to have a comeback like that and be able to do what you were doing, knowing that you're scared of that skill. But when your coach is pushing you and your coach believes in you and you don't believe in yourself, it just makes it really hard because you're just basically fighting with your coach and it doesn't work.
Wow. Sally, I had no idea. I mean, I've known you for a while now, and you know, but I had no idea that you had that kind of discipline. So you said that you have more discipline than your brother. I'm blown away by it because, you know, I'm seeing you now. I've known you, you know, you guys for a while. But I'm seeing you now, and you know, and I know people are thinking, wow, she gets to make a choice whether to go to dance nationals or gymnastics nationals. I mean, what a choice to make. What a decision. You start one and you continue with it, or you stop gymnastics and you start with dance, or you stop dance and you continue with gymnastics. I mean, you know, those are some great choices that most of us don't have, right? And, yeah, I mean, and I know you work for that, okay? I know you've got talent, but I'm hearing that discipline is more important than talent, I think. Is that what you're saying? Discipline is more important than the talent because you can develop
discipline
talent.
Discipline is one thing that you really need. Talent just comes if you have a talent, then you need to use it and use discipline as well.
Okay, so they're both important. I got you. And so you're saying that your brother, you're more disciplined than your brother. I get it. And you know, but your brother has his own talent with horses. He's a cowboy, roping and all that. And did your mom and dad, was it your mom or your dad that made you guys do, not made you, but encouraged you to do that? Or was it both that encouraged you guys to go? Because Trey's succeeding in his sport. You're obviously succeeding in your sport and making a decision which one you want to continue with. How did that come about? Was that your parents pushing you? Was that your coaches pushing you?
My parents weren't pushing me at all. I've never felt like they were pushing me. And
okay.
I've never felt like that. I felt like it was always my choice. It's whatever I want to do. And because it's really hard. I have a few friends on my team, and their mom or dad pushes them, and it just makes their life miserable. Because then they come talking in the gym, and they just, and like, I don't like listening to them because it's, like, really sad. Because their parents want it more than they do.
Yeah, you said that to me. They want it more than they do. So the parents are like saying, you do it, I could never do it, but you can do it, and I can still enjoy watching you do it and pushing the daughter or the son to do it. So you don't, your coach never did
that.
Okay. All right, so you've never been
pushed. My parents never pushed me, never, you know, they're always really supportive.
Good. I like that. That's really, really good. And let me ask you this, too, as well. So you have a decision to be a dancer and go to nationals or be a gymnast. Have you made your decision lined up, or are you still thinking about it? Because you've got until August, I know, right?
I have until August, and I don't think I'll make a decision until August.
Okay, so what decision are you going to make? Okay, which one do you like to do the best? I think I know the answer to that, but I want you to say, which one is the most fun?
Right now, I'm really enjoying dance.
Okay. Well, listen, you get to do this.
It's something different, and it's fun.
That's cool. You've had to not do certain things, right? So you've had, even in the summertime, you're working 6 days a week, and we're going to the gym, right? Or going to the gymnastics gym. I'm going to call it that, because I would say how to do that, preparing for or getting better for the following season, right? Or something like that.
Right.
That's the way to say that. Okay, so you've been doing that 6 days a week for the past, since you were 2 years old, or three, I don't know, 2 to 5, you said. And you've been doing that, and so that's the reason why your body does things that most people's bodies couldn't do, because you've had the discipline, you have the training, and now you get to make a choice, and you're not sure which one to choose. You have a great life,
correct,
it sounds like. I mean, you have a great life, right? I mean, so here's my question to you. You got choices. You get to go to nationals no matter what you choose, right? And if you qualify, and that won't be an issue because you got the discipline and the training to do that, whichever sport you choose. What challenges do you have? What problems do you have? I mean, you know, I'm listening to you. It's like, what problems does she have, right? So,
in gymnastics,
I mean, you got challenges. Yeah, or both. What problems do you have? And what personal problems? Do you have any personal problems, like with friends? I know your mom doesn't let you date yet. You're not going to date until you're 15 or 16. I believe that's what she said. I may be wrong about that. Well, that's what she said. I know you probably got a different idea about that. That's okay.
Yeah, I do.
That's funny. Anyway, what age would you like to date? And you're, what, 13? That's a good age, right?
That's normal.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, your mom's not listening to the show yet. She'll listen later, but that's funny. What kind of problems do you have? I mean, you know, from my perspective, it sounds like you've got a great life. Do you have problems? Do you have challenges?
I do have challenges.
Okay.
With my parents, and they're divorced. And it was really hard whenever I was younger. I was like 6 or 7, I think. And when they got in a divorce, and I can't remember completely everything, but I remember it was just not very good, and it was really sad. But now my mom is dating.
Oh, Lord. right? Mom's dating.
Yep.
Tally's got the whole summer to be free. to make sure her mom is yeah. So how's that? Is that a challenge? Been a challenge for you?
It's a challenge, but I just, you know, you got to get used to it and deal with it. And my mom's happy, so
okay.
That's
your mom's
a
happy.
Plus.
Yeah. Did you say that was a plus? Your mom was happy. I like that. That's nice, Patty. That's really nice. Because when she's happy, then you're going to be happier. Because when mothers get sad or they're not happy, then it can be a hard time being with them, right? Just think. So.
Yes, they can.
Yeah. I gotcha. And so, so your challenge right now is finding your, you know, being, you know, your mom's dating and accepting and helping her, because, you know, I think parents. Sometimes we reverse roles. They're the child and we're the mom. Do you ever feel like that?
Yep.
I used to do those.
Yeah.
Okay. So being mommy dearest is not so easy sometimes, right? But you guys are working through
right.
It. Okay, let me ask you a question. Your challenge, you told us how the challenge with dancing and gymnastics. Dancing's fun, but you have to be disciplined and you have to be consistent. Yeah, go ahead.
In gym, it's a complete challenge because cardio is terrible, you know, but it gets you, you know, cardio is good for you. That's like my biggest challenge because I just don't like running. But
I love running.
You also have like challenges with your coaches. Like most of the time you don't agree with them. They'll be like, you need to do this and make this better. And you're like, that's already better. I'm good. That's perfect. But it's really not. So you have those kind of problems where you're like, that's amazing. And they're like, no, that really sucks. So there's things like that where you have to tweak things up, you know, and they're just kind of, they just want you to be better because they wouldn't correct you if they didn't want you to be better. And if they didn't love you, they wouldn't help you. They would just let you be how you are.
I like that, Tyree. I do. So your coaches, whether they're in gym, and I know you're just learning the ones in dance, you feel like they really care about you, don't you?
I do. Because if they didn't care about you, love you, didn't want to help you, then they just wouldn't. They would just let you stay with the skills that you have, and didn't matter if you look sloppy or anything.
Okay, they just let you be what you're going to be. Okay, fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're dancing, you're figuring that out, but it's not been hard yet. Do you think that'll ever get hard?
Probably.
Okay. Wow. To have the kind of aptitude you have in moving your body and flexibility, that's amazing. And then, you know, and dealing with your brother and your mom and her new guy, how's that? Is that a challenge? That's your home challenge, right? So, and then
that's
Riesel,
my home
Riesel
challenge,
Barker.
Yes.
Okay.
So, yes, Riesel
and
the
Riesel, because Riesel. He's a regional debarker, mom the dater, and Trey.
My brother's a roper.
The roper.
He's a roper.
The roper, the barker, and the dater. She was and the kitty cat. That's cute.
Yep.
So you guys live out in Texas, and you live on out on near a ranch and have a ranch, and you get to ride horses if you want. Let me ask you a question. Do you ever pray before you, and I asked you this before, when you were on the, have you ever felt the angels help you when you're doing your gymnastics routine?
Yes.
Share with us that story.
I always pray before I do anything that I'm terrified of. When my coach is like, go for it, and I'm like, I'm not going for it, I just like, I'm like, okay, mind, we're doing this. I don't care what you think, we're doing this, and then I pray. It's not a long prayer, it's just like, I'm going to stay on the beam. I can do this. You're with me. And then normally it works out, but sometimes it does not always work out because sometimes you'll get your mind too wrapped up. The more you think about falling, the more it's going to happen. The more you're positive, like, I can do this. This is easy. This is no problem. Then you're going to stay on the beam, the floor, the bars. You're going to you're going to be able to do it, but the more kind of negative attitude you have, is your skill is going to go very negative.
Wow. Okay. So it's going to go very negative, and so if you think about falling, whatever you think about, you bring about. That's the law of attraction.
Yep.
Okay. Whatever you think about, you bring about. So you you pray, please help me, or thank you for helping me, or however you say it, and then you think about succeeding. And last, what I'm hearing you say, I think, is last minute falling happens when you think about you're on the beam, or you're on the floor, you're on the vault, and you're thinking about, can I do this?
And the more you stand there and think about falling or anything, you just stand there, rub your hands on your legs, anything, just jittering
right.
around, that is the worst thing you can ever do in gymnastics. You just got to get up there and say, go, let's go, 1, 2, 3, go.
Wow.
And that's the easiest way to do it, because then you just don't think about anything. You don't have time to think about anything besides thinking about hands here, feet there, twist, go.
Okay. If you had to do it all over again, would you do gymnastics?
All over again from 2?
Yes.
Probably so.
Okay, that's cool. Do you have any challenges? I mean, you seem like you've got the perfect life. You got the Dater mom, the Roper brother, the Barker Riesel, and the kitty cats. And are you good at school? I know you're good at English and you're good at reading. And you said math you need a little help on, right? Math you're not good at, or is good
math,
as you'd like to be.
I mean, I do really good at math. Like, I make A's and B's, but I just feel like I struggle, but I really don't. It's just, I don't know. I just feel like I don't do good, but then I see my grade, I'm like, oh, that wasn't bad.
Good. All right. So that's good. I like it. So you you do have some things that that you want to work on. Math would be one of them, I guess. Is that what you're saying? You want to feel better about your math, whether it means making
yeah.
better grades? Or
I don't
getting
really the trust myself in math. I just think so low of myself in math.
Yeah, that's what it says. So thinking better of yourself in math will help you. Okay, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
And then do you and your brother get along? Is he ever jealous of your gymnastic talents? Is that part of who he is, or no?
I don't think he's ever been jealous. He's been supportive at times, and he's never really not been supportive of me. He's always been right there, and he didn't like going to my competitions because they were, 5 to 6 hours long. So
right.
We used to always like, you have to come, he would be always like, you have to come to my hockey game or my roping lesson because I went to your competition. So it was kind of like a little competition there. Like, I had to sit for your thing 5 hours, you have to sit in my thing for 5 hours.
Wow. Well, he's probably got better looking boys than his, right? Didn't you think? So they're all cowboys.
Yeah.
Fun, right?
Yeah.
So, your brother is a year older than you, a year and a half older than you, right? So,
yeah,
your mom's got her. What's that? Say it again.
17 months.
So your mom's got her hands full with you both, okay? Because you're right close to his age, and he has a lot of friends that I'm sure Trey has a lot of friends because you guys have had parties and everything like that. So that's cool. And how do you, doing gymnastics or doing dance and being in sports like you are, how do you have someone you like? Like, do you have crushes on guys? I have crushes on guys, right? Do you have crushes on guys? Okay.
I do.
So as a gymnast or a dancer, how are you able to balance that? Do they have to come to your competitions? Or are you allowed to, well, your mom's not listening now, so sometimes you'll be able to go on a date with them.
I've never really experienced that.
Okay.
It's always all just right. been, wow, he's really cute, and then I never see that guy again. Because we've never, my team, nobody really dates, and it's just too much. We just focus on gym and school, because whenever it's school time, we're so busy, and there's no time for that nonsense.
I hear you. So you're starting high school this year. You're going into ninth grade, and you're finishing. You finish a year early, okay? Because you're pretty smart, I gather. And so high school this year is different. And so, what would be the best thing that could happen to you this year in high school?
having friends that can drive. Maybe not this year, but next year.
There you go. Right. We won't tell that to your mom yet, you know, so she's really strict on you. I get it. She's strict on your brother, too, and so is your dad. But I know
my brother's dated before, though. My brother has had a girlfriend before.
Oh, has he? Well, your mom doesn't know that, so just, we won't tell anybody, just people that are listening. right? That's cute. So you're going to be, I want to have you back on. I want to hear what kind of choice you make, how you figured out what you were going to do. And so, because this is a decision, it's a huge one. It will affect you for the rest of your life, whether you become a gymnast or a dancer, right? And you're not sure which one you want to do yet, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And your parents, they're cool with whatever you do?
Correct. They will support me if I stay or support me if I leave.
Okay. Wow. I want to hear what you're going to do. So you've been wonderful to have on tonight. And how does people find you on Instagram? Is that cool if you share with us so we can follow you on Instagram?
Yes.
Go ahead. Share with us.
If you want to follow me on Instagram, my username is TY. 521_Griffin, GRIFFIN.
Okay. Repeat it one more time.
I will. TY521_GRIFFIN.
Okay. Cool. So they can follow you there and they can see your competition, what you're doing, and the whatever you choose to do, gymnastics or dance. Do you post your competitions on there, what you place, and pictures of you as you're in your competition? Do you do that?
I have a few from a while back, but
okay.
I always post. I try to post every day.
Okay, cool. So as you're dancing better, I want to see when you post one of those lifts. That's going to be fun. You know it takes people forever to learn how to do it, Kelly.
I actually just got... my mom took some videos of me in dance, so I'll definitely post that so y'all can see my lifts that I did for the first time.
That would be fun. What a neat story. So, anyway, thanks, Patty. We'll have you on again in the near future so you can share with us about your decision and how you came to do that. I know we've joked about boys and dating and all that kind of stuff and driving. You are super disciplined. And I feel like that's been a lot of added to your success, right? You know, disciplined and consistent.
Correct.
About, you know, that's amazing. And you're 13. Should we all just have that kind of discipline? Anyway. All right, everybody. Go to Angel Coaches, facebook.com/angelcoaches or Cherie Abbott Angel Coaches on Facebook. And Diane will be back with us. And it's so wonderful to have you on. You did so well. So we want to hear what your decision
Thank
is.
Thank you.
Okay? Okay.
For sure.
Thanks, Kelly. I adore you. You know that you're one of my favorite people. Anyway, everybody, you take care. Have a great night. And Kelly, I'll see you soon. All right. Bye, everybody.